Democrats sucking this week, there were a couple of things, right?
How did you decide? Yeah.
First of all, there was a pretty overwhelming vote by the Democratic Party's platform committee to reject Medicare for All. And the numbers were ridiculous, right? It was something like 100 and something to 35, so it wasn't even close.
I want to give Cecile Richardson a shout out for voting against it as the former head of Planned Parenthood, because that is a real commitment to women's health. Because if you should have the right to abortions, but you should not, and I do think you should, I'm not being dismissive of that, but it would be nice if you also had the right to health care, especially because so much of what Planned Parenthood does is about health care, and they really like to remind people of that.
So what is the position now? We should only have the right to abortions?
Privately paid abortions.
Right.
Heavily paid for abortions.
So that happened, and it feels to me like the clarity of message is going to once again be lacking heading towards November, which may not matter, but it's a thing again, and we can talk a little bit more about that later. The Democrats also this week holding true to form, the same form that's they've had for decades now, voted against in significant numbers, not all of them, voted against an amendment to cut the Pentagon's budget by 10%.
Right.